One of the big ones that Chick-fil-A looks for is character. They feel like anyone can learn how to cook fries, anyone can learn how to take an order. But if you don't have that character right off the bat, you're not gonna be a good fit with Chick-fil-A.
Ever wondered why so many people want to work at Chick-fil-A? Sure, you get Sundays off, and most operators give employees free food during their shifts, but we're gonna get the inside scoop on why it's such a desirable place to work. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann, who has yet to be hired by Chick-fil-A. Sorry, Jim.
That's right. It's like clockwork. Every Monday morning, I'm applying, and by Thursday or Friday, I'm escorted off the property. It's been going on for years.
Why is that, I wonder?
I'm sure it's because I'm overqualified.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't feel bad. You know, we have interviewed several people on this podcast, huge fans of Chick-fil-A, who have tried to get jobs at Chick-fil-A but were not hired. I don't know if you remember this, but way back when we interviewed Olivia, she's now a nurse and she helps her husband run his landscaping business, but she applied twice and got turned down both times.
I've applied twice, and both times I was rejected.
Oh, no.
Why?
Yes. Chick-fil-A won't even hire me.
Why?
I think it was because I had a weird schedule. I was going to be gone, but I've literally tried two different years, like a year apart or 2 years apart, and they both never hired me.
Yeah, but I think therapy is doing her good. She's overcoming. Actually, it turned out pretty good for her because she met her husband there, right? Do I remember correctly? She met her husband at Chick-fil-A.
Yes, they had their first date there. They went there on their wedding day. Super sweet story if you haven't listened to it. But she's not the only one. Do you remember Shama? He's the one that wrote the viral anthem about always wanting to eat Chick-fil-A on Sunday. His video was seen by millions. He couldn't get a job at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, I want you. And I need you, but it's Sunday.
I know, he kind of like took Chick-fil-A over the top, and he ended up working at some place called Bojangles.
That's right, he took his talents to Bowtown.
Oh, it's so sad. He was staring out the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A across the street.
Yeah.
Just tears running down his cheeks. It's terrible.
Exactly. Well, did you know that Chick-fil-A employs around 120,000 people in 2,300 restaurants across the country? Well, today on the podcast, we're going to find out why it's such a great place to work and some tips on how to land a job there. We're joined by Susan Carnes, an account manager with Cooper Connect, a company whose sole focus is to recruit the perfect people for positions at Chick-fil-A. Hey, Susan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, we're so excited.
Yeah, before you started doing what you're doing now, you actually worked at Chick-fil-A, right?
I did work at Chick-fil-A. Now I'm feeling extremely lucky that I got to work at Chick-fil-A. But yes, I was there for almost 3 years doing various things.
What did you want to be when you gonna grow up?
Actually, radio or TV personality. I went to school for broadcasting. I actually have my bachelor's degree in broadcasting because I was going to move to Nashville and work for CMT. I mean, that was it. I was going to do it.
So instead of CMT, you're at CFA.
Yes. I'm sure it's much better.
What did you like about working there?
Oh, my goodness. I tell everybody when they ask me this question that I've never worked anywhere where I've been treated like royalty. And it didn't matter if I was just a team member or if I was the manager running the shift. I mean, I got treated like royalty. Chick-fil-A really knows how to make you want to stay and never leave.
So why did you leave?
I know, right? Honestly, it was a few reasons. I was traveling full time with Chick-fil-A at that point. I was working for corporate as a certified grand opening trainer. So anytime they opened up a new Chick-fil-A restaurant, they would fly our team out there and we would help train all the new team members. And I actually trained thousands of people on how to run the drive-through, which is hilarious now because they can only do drive-through. But the traveling kind of got to be a little bit much. My husband and I were starting to look at having a family. And so I left Chick-fil-A and got a job doing event planning and did that for a while. But I actually got that job because I had Chick-fil-A on my resume. I had no other qualifications, but they loved the Chick-fil-A on my resume.
Oh, wow. They were impressed. They knew that you were quality, right?
Exactly. So I tell people, you know, even if you don't stay with Chick-fil-A forever, it's such a great resume builder that, I mean, why wouldn't you work there? You're going to learn so many great skills, people skills and leadership skills. So just, you know, get it on your resume if nothing else.
Well, tell us what you do with Cooper Connect and what that company is.
Yes. So Cooper Connect was started by my good friend Travis Cooper. His wife, Mandy, owns two Chick-fil-A's out in California. And he kind of saw a need with working with his wife and working with their friends that also have Chick-fil-A's out in California. They couldn't find any leadership. They needed leaders who could step right in and come on board, and they couldn't find them. So he decided to start his own talent company, a recruiting company. And it started out just for the local people out in LA. And then it grew from there because people heard about it through word of mouth. And now we help Chick-fil-A's across the nation. We've had well over 200 Chick-fil-A's that we've worked with so far. And we've been open for 4 years. So we're all former Chick-fil-A people. We love Chick-fil-A. We feel like because we've all worked in the restaurant, we know what Chick-fil-A is looking for. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to find that top talent.
How many applicants do you see competing for jobs?
Oh my goodness. It depends on the area for sure. Some of the areas, Chick-fil-A's new. I actually talked to a guy last night and I was floored. He said he'd never had Chick-fil-A before.
What?
I know. I said, you have to go. I can't continue this interview until you go buy a chicken sandwich. So he assured me he was going to go buy a chicken sandwich and try Chick-fil-A. So it just depends on the area, but I get the most applicants when it's going to be a leadership development program, when people are going to get that growth that they're hungry for. And then we get, gosh, I mean, hundreds per job. I mean, it's insane.
Wow. Well, I understand there are three main reasons that applicants are so drawn to Chick-fil-A. Can you talk about those three?
Yes. So Mark Miller, who gets to work at Chick-fil-A as well, he's the vice president of high performance leadership. He actually did a lot of research, interviewed a lot of people. He found out that people are looking for three things: a better boss, a brighter future, and a bigger vision. And so he found out that normal people are just looking for a job, but that top talent wants those three things. And so top talent really want a better boss. You know, it's a condition for employment. They're not going to come work somewhere if it's not a great boss. A brighter future, higher than a normal person. They really want to be stretched and grown and challenged so they can get that brighter future. And finally, a bigger vision. We're seeing people who really care about mission and values. They want to work somewhere where they can volunteer, where they can make a difference in their community, things like that. So those are really the top three things that people are looking for right now that are really that top tier of talent that Chick-fil-A wants.
Oh, that's why I'm not getting the job. I have no vision.
Gotta have a vision.
I knew it was something. Are you finding it more difficult? My wife has a business where we have to hire like all the time because we hire college students in the area. Are you finding it that it's harder to find these kind of people as years go by, or is that just us?
You know, I would have said before 2020 that it was a little bit harder. There was much more competition. But now, I mean, people are, I had a guy yesterday I spoke to again that said, you know, he never would have considered Chick-fil-A before, but now he's been reading about it. He's been researching about it. He said it's really opened his eyes to another possibility because we're not just looking for people who want to, you know, be a team member and toil away forever at a Chick-fil-A restaurant. We're looking for people who want to eventually get their own franchise for people who want to work for the corporate offices. You know, this is just a first step in a process. So more and more people are considering that. And I would say the majority of our placements now are new college grads.
I know every time we go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and this just happened last night, by the way, I kind of try to plant the seeds with my kids. And I'm like, wouldn't it be so fun to work at Chick-fil-A? And I said, did you know that they hand out scholarships for college? And they're like, what's a scholarship? My kids are 5 and 8. And so I was explaining about it. But I understand somewhere around 40,000 scholarships have been awarded to Chick-fil-A employees since they started it way back in the early 70s. Is that a draw for people? Because it sure is for me, for my kids.
Yes, absolutely. And they've actually made it easier to get a scholarship. Back when I was in high school, I had a lot of friends who worked for Chick-fil-A. They all got the Chick-fil-A scholarship, but there were a lot of requirements. You had to work there a certain number of hours before you could apply, and there's just a lot of hoops to jump through. Now they just want you to work there. So if you work there, you can apply for a scholarship. So they've made it so much easier. And they award them. Most people get $2,500, but some people, a lucky handful, gets $25,000. It's amazing.
All right. I'm going to keep planting that seed.
That's a great draw and everything. But for me, it's the free waffle fries. I mean, that takes it over the top.
Do you get free food if you work
yes.
there?
Yes. Most Chick-fil-A's do, yes. And some will even give it to you when you're not working. So there is one, I won't tell you where because everyone's going to go apply, but it's in the Atlanta area. And he gives you free food on the clock, off the clock. You can get free trays for Thanksgiving dinners. I mean, he treats his employees very well.
Whoa.
Tell us. We won't tell anybody.
Turn her mic off and then
yeah,
she can tell us.
Yeah. I'm not sure I trust you.
Yeah, I know. It's at Allison, isn't it?
What are some other examples like that stand out in your mind of particular locations that have really great perks?
So there is a Chick-fil-A out in Hollywood, California, of all places. Great owner there. And he knows how hard it is to work at Chick-fil-A. You're on your feet all day. So if you work for him, he actually gives you one massage per month. He gives you a gym membership. He pays for your cell phone bill. I mean, he has such great perks for you to come work for him in Hollywood.
Wow. And I'm guessing you mean he hires a masseuse to do that. Like, it's not him.
He is not giving massages out. No, he's sending you to a spa.
Okay, because it could be creepy the other way.
That would be a little creepy.
Sorry, I thought that
Allison,
was funny.
Allison.
Because it's a franchise, each one can offer different perks, different things. But I've had personally, the operator that I worked for here in the Atlanta area, he paid medical bills for several staff members. He's made car payments. So not necessarily something he would, you know, promise when he's making you an offer to join him. But, you know, if he finds out you need those things, he has a beach house as well as a lake house, and he lets his employees, you know, borrow it to go on vacation. So they're so generous.
Wow.
Man, I'm going to keep applying every Monday. This is keeping me going.
That's incredible. I don't think that would ever happen at McDonald's, would it?
I would be surprised. I interview people at McDonald's and I've never heard any of that.
Wow. Do you get a lot of people who have worked in the fast food industry who then want to move over to Chick-fil-A?
You know, it's actually a good mix. We do. We get people at quick service restaurants. We get people from full service. And we get people who have nothing to do with restaurants at all. But they just really love Chick-fil-A. They love the mission and the values. And so they want to come over. I have some applicants right now. It's going to end up being a pretty significant pay cut for them. But to them, it's worth it to be on Chick-fil-A with a boss that matters, that cares, that better boss that I was talking about.
Wow. Allison and I, our background is in radio, so I think we'd be good in the drive-thru if you want to consider that.
There you go. Yes. But, you know, they don't really do the speaker box anymore. You have to, you know, they meet you outside with an iPad.
They have to see right. you in person, Jim, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, I am that eye candy that they need.
Eye candy. Wow.
Whatever. Yeah, maybe it's time to take a break. But hey, when we come back, we're going to get some tips on how to actually get hired at Chick-fil-A.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickFilePodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickFilePodcast.com. Welcome back. We are getting all kinds of insider info in this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. If you've ever dreamed of working at Chick-fil-A, this is who you need to talk to. Susan Carnes is a Chick-fil-A veteran who now works with Cooper Connect, a company specifically focused on finding talent for Chick-fil-A jobs. So what kind of positions do you fill?
So we fill all levels of leadership. So, you know, if you are a new college grad and you're looking to start your career, we have manager and training programs. We have leadership development programs, all the way up through really seasoned people. I have executive operation director positions that we're looking for, kitchen directors, anything in between those two levels. So anything that would require you to lead a team.
What are some of the must-have qualities if you want to work there? I'm asking for a friend, of course.
One of the big ones that Chick-fil-A looks for is character. You know, they feel like anyone can learn how to cook fries. Anyone can learn how to take an order. But if you don't have that character right off the bat, you're not going to be a good fit with Chick-fil-A. That includes humility, really coming in as a humble person. Servant leadership is a really big one. Somebody who really is going to think of others above themselves and serve your team as well as serve the guests. Those are just a few of the big ones that we look for.
Did you hear that, Jim? Servant leadership.
I should have been hired long ago.
Okay, Susan, so you're an expert at this. First of all, how many interviews do you think you've done in your career?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know if I could put a number on it. I mean, probably thousands at this point.
Okay, so you've got to be really in tune with how to judge whether someone has that character quality. But how do you... What kind of questions do you ask to figure that out?
You know, we love to ask them questions where they could talk about themselves and say, I did this, I did that, I won this award. But the answers we're looking for is really for them to talk about, well, my team did this and I facilitated my team. We want to hear that we. We really listen for we's more than I's. We want to hear that humility piece is really in there that you it's not all about you. It's an interview and we want to hear a little bit about you, but we really want to hear that we and what did your team do and how did you help your team?
Oh, that's a really good tip. And what if someone doesn't get hired? Should they keep trying or should they just go to Bojangles?
I definitely encourage people to keep trying. You know, we've had candidates that we really loved and it wasn't a good fit at a particular Chick-fil-A for one reason or another. But the great thing about Chick-fil-A is there's lots of them. And so, you know, we will say, okay, we'll take you to the Chick-fil-A down the road. Maybe you'll be a better fit with that team. Because sometimes it's just a chemistry thing. They don't fit with the team. So it's nothing you are doing, Jim. Maybe you don't fit with that team.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'd be perfect because I haven't won any awards, so I can't even talk about me.
You're not all about you, right? You wouldn't have anything to say.
Exactly.
Are there any locations in the country that you have a really hard time filling? Like, is there one way up in North Dakota or something that you're like, no one wants to move there?
Yes, we definitely have some that are tougher locations, usually the ones that are in a smaller town, you know, Midwest, small town, I'll say that. We have some that are very tough out there. Usually the big cities are great no matter where they are. We have some thriving ones, you know, up in Seattle and Tacoma, Washington. I mean, people want to work for Chick-fil-A, it seems like, no matter where they live.
Well, how often do people have to relocate that you hire?
usually the college students are the ones that relocate. So the ones that are really looking for that leadership development, the ones who want to make a long-term career out of Chick-fil-A, they are the ones who relocate. So I just had several people graduate college in Florida, and they all moved to Philadelphia because they have a great opportunity up there. So they all moved. The operator helped them with their moving expenses and things like that. So it's becoming more often. The people who are more settled, maybe are a little bit older, have a family, they usually won't relocate. But the younger ones have been moving all over the place.
Well, I've got two within 3 miles of me, so I'm fine.
Well, you obviously don't have trouble finding people to apply, but what would you say is the toughest part about your job?
Oh, great question. Honestly, it's getting really attached to a candidate and then they don't get placed for one reason or another. You know, we're in the people business. We get so attached to these people and we really want to see them find their dream job. And sometimes it doesn't work out. And that's really hard. That's really tough.
Wow. Anything else you want to add that we didn't get to yet?
Gosh, not that I can think of. I mean, you know, Chick-fil-A is definitely, I think people, there's a misconception that it's just fast food. And as you know, it is definitely not just fast food. And there's so many opportunities to grow. There's tons of positions at corporate. There's tons of franchisees where they are begging for people to come and run a Chick-fil-A. So, I mean, the sky's the limit, but they do want you to start at a restaurant level. And the majority of the time, we've seen about 60% of franchise owners were internal hires. So they previously worked at Chick-fil-A, and 90% at corporate. So start at a Chick-fil-A, you know, use that humility and then work your way up. And, you know, hopefully within 3 to 5 years, you'll have that dream job.
I do have one more quick question. I don't have a lot of questions in life, so this is good. I mean, we're always told that you take your time hiring, but when it's time to let go, you do that quickly. How long does the process normally take by the time someone applies and you actually hire them? Is that pretty long?
We try to keep it within 10 days. Research has shown that top talent is interviewing at several places at the same time, and within 10 days, they're going to be gone. They're going to have a job. So we try to keep it within that 10-day period, if not faster.
I guess I've never seen top talent. That's probably our issue.
Jim, I hope your employees aren't listening.
No, they don't listen. They're busy doing stuff on their phones or something.
So how many interviews will they do in that 10-day time period?
It is pretty rigorous. So they will do at least one phone interview with us. Sometimes it's two. Then they actually get to go to the restaurant and meet with the team there. Typically, that's another 3 interviews. So they'll have an interview with the franchise owner operator. They'll have an interview with some of the other upper level directors on the team, usually an HR director. And then a lot of times now they've added a really cool interview where it's really hands on. So they get to almost experience a day in the life of working at Chick-fil-A. So they'll get to come and stay for several hours and shadow somebody and see if this is really what they want to do. So that's usually the final interview.
How versed are you on like the Caffey family and Truett's original vision for the restaurant?
I got to meet Truett Caffey back in the day when I was working at Chick-fil-A, and he was such a kind and gracious man. And everyone he met, he told you a joke and he told you a Bible verse. That was his thing. And that really stuck with me. You know, when you meet somebody, make them laugh and then make them think about their faith and something bigger than themselves. So that was the way Truett was. I've gotten to meet Dan Caffey several times through my time with Chick-fil-A. So I adore the Caffey family. I mean, they mean a lot to me, and carrying on Truett's vision and values is really important to me.
Wow, amazing. I have just really enjoyed this time together today, and we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to have Susan back next week to continue our chat. We want to know why Chick-fil-A bosses are the best and what it takes to operate a Chick-fil-A. So don't miss next week's episode on the podcast. Thank you so much, Susan. This has been great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gosh, I cannot believe you didn't say my pleasure. I would have bet money on that.
I usually do, but...
Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.